Where does the notion of locus of control come from? First off, locus of control has its roots in psychology, specifically from a theory called social learning. Psychologist Julian Rother came up with this theory to predict why people act the way they do. He found that behavior depends on two big things. First one is expectancy, and the second one is reinforcement value. Think of expectancy as your belief that a certain action will lead to a reward. And reinforcement value is how much you actually want that reward. So I take an example. If you believe that studying hard will get you a very good grade and that that grade is very important to you, you are more likely to study. Now, here is where locus of control comes in. Rother noticed that people vary in how much they feel in control over outcomes in their lives. For some, it feels like their own actions make things happen. They have what we call a strong internal sense of control. For others instead, things feel more out of their hands, like they are shaped by chance, luck, or the influence of others. This is to have an external control. This difference in perception became the foundation of the locus of control theory.